Bionic.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up anything that you want toll free here at 855-450-FREE. That's the Pro XPN toll free line. 855-450-3733. Welcome. Tonight, it's Ian.
Nemi.
And Mark.
So, as usual, plenty of stuff in the news to talk about. Nemi, you and I happen to bring in the same news story tonight.
And how could we not? It's ridiculous.
And we do have to talk about that, but also on the way here, a cop has been shot dead. Why? Because he threatened someone's dog. We'll get you, Mark has that story, but first, Nemi, tell us about what one lady is going to be handing out this Halloween, allegedly.
This is in Fargo.
Instead of candy.
Instead of candy. Some children may be getting more than trick-or-treat when they collect their candy this Halloween. According to reports, a woman in Fargo, North Dakota, says she'll be handing out letters instead of sweet treats to children she believes are moderately obese. Now, here's a copy of this letter, right? This note
Wait a second. How did this news story get out is what I want to know. I mean, this lady had to have been pretty verbose.
She called in, according to the Fox News story, called into the Y94 radio station in Fargo to announce her plan.
That's right. Excellent. And explain her reasoning, and I'll get to that in just a minute, but I want to read this note first. She's got a nice little clip art of a pumpkin there, and it says, Happy Halloween and happy holidays, neighbor. You're probably wondering why your child has this note. Have you ever heard the saying, it takes a village to raise a child? I am disappointed in the village of Fargo, Moorhead.
Don't quote Hillary Clinton if you're going to nanny state somebody.
Did she originate that quote?
I don't know, but it's certainly going to be attributed to her.
She popularized it.
Yeah. This woman is disappointed in the village of Fargo, Moorhead, West Fargo.
Okay, so by saying it takes a village in this circumstance, she's basically claiming ownership of your child. I mean, she's saying, well, you know, I got to do my part, and you're clearly a bad parent.
I mean, she does go on and say just about that. She says, your child is, in my opinion, moderately obese and should not be consuming sugar and treats to the extent of some children this Halloween season. My hope is that you will step up as a parent and ration candy this Halloween and not allow your child to continue these unhealthy eating habits.
Now, wait a minute. This letter says your child is moderately obese. Does she have a different letter if a child is absolutely obese?
Morbidly obese?
Yeah.
And how do you tell? I mean, if you have a kid that's dressed up as the Stay Puffed guy.
Good point.
Can you tell if it's... It's a skinny kid or a
chubby cheeks.
I'm afraid that this lady is going to very likely to get some good old fashioned Halloween tricks.
Well, this is certainly right. There's going to be a shortage on toilet paper the next day in Fargo.
There might be a shortage of rocks
and eggs. True, you know.
I mean, look, Halloween does not have the greatest history. Consider for a second that there are teenagers running around your neighborhood that have nothing to worry about because they have masks on their faces.
I'm surprised they haven't outlawed masks yet. Actually.
They do in a lot of places.
Every day but Halloween.
You live in New Hampshire where things like that don't happen.
Oh, they're starting to happen because people come from away and then change the rules here.
Yeah, but you can still walk around any day of the year with a mask on in New Hampshire, as I
understand
it.
There's several days of the year, which is the best, is most advisable because your face will freeze off.
Yeah, that's true as well. But in places like California, for instance, you absolutely cannot be wearing a mask under any circumstances. And maybe there's like an exception on Halloween for children, but that would be about it.
Wow.
Yeah.
Yeah, I guess I'm glad I don't get out much. So as Ian had mentioned in an interview with Y94 Radio in Fargo, this woman explained her reasoning behind the letters. She quote, I just want to send a message to the parents of kids that are really overweight, she said. I think it's just really irresponsible of parents to send them out looking for free candy just because all the other kids are doing it. Do you think she is setting a good example? I do not.
I think that she thinks that this is going to make a difference, and she believes that she's just the psychopath to do that. But I think that she's wrong. I think that mostly she will be discounted, and that it's quite possible that she's going to, like I said, get some good old-fashioned Halloween tricks.
I mean, this has certainly gone viral. It's even it's been picked up by the press in Australia where they don't celebrate Halloween.
Really?
That's my understanding, is they don't dress up and go TP each other's houses.
Halloween's not an international holiday.
I don't know what you were doing on Halloween, but I never TP'd anybody's house.
Me neither.
I just dressed up in an outfit and went and got some candy.
I plead the fifth.
Yeah, me too. I just dressed up in outfits, gotten candy, and then when I got too old, I felt like I was too old for that, then I kind of helped out with my parents, you know, like doing Halloween-y things.
Sounds right.
House and things like that. But, couldn't somebody argue that this lady is just trying to help encourage people to
sure.
be healthier and
absolutely.
Express her concern?
It's certainly not the most effective way to go about it, if you ask me, because, I mean, she's certainly using, in my opinion, the incorrect motivator. She's pointing the finger rather than being the change she wants to see in the world, you know. So she's saying, you as the parents are terrible, this is the kid is terrible, and here I am being the morally upright, responsible one.
True, parents
now,
will likely
granted,
feel very defensive when
oh, sure, and respond accordingly. So if this woman would like to see change made in the world, I mean, I know that even when I was a kid, giving out apples at Halloween, they were reportedly razor blades in them or whatever. It's just absolutely
it's
ridiculous.
Myth.
Yes.
Right, exactly. So
not one razor blade story in one apple
ever,
I've ever found.
Happened.
But certainly
if
there
knows
are
the razor blade apple story, please please post it at facebook.freetalklive.com.
That's right. I think Mythbusters actually did something on that too.
There's Snopes on that as well.
Right.
You'd think that you'd be able to find the razor blade slit in the apple.
It's a ridiculous claim.
Regardless, what she could do is hand out healthy treats instead of
which is also
unhealthy
somewhat
treats.
Insulting as well.
Well I'd rather have an ins- I'd rather okay. So what were the
this crap out of here, lady?
So this is the question I have for you, Ian. What was the crappiest thing you got in your trick or treat bag when you went around trick or treating?
Some healthy garbage, I think. I don't really
you'd like
remember.
Tooth stuff and maybe a toothbrush.
No,
toothbrush.
I've never
I got a
like
toothbrush.
That.
I got apple. I got fruit.
Yep, fruit.
But see, I'm different than you guys. I'm actually grateful for things that are given to me.
Look, I think an apple's a fine thing to put in. I think that parents are going to be a little weird about it, but nonetheless, I think it's a fine thing to put in. We used to get the Jehovah's Witness things.
The Watchtower?
The Watchtower and whatever that
or
stuff
like some
is.
Chick Tract or something like that. I guess a Chick Tract would probably be the worst thing I've ever been given on a Halloween. I don't know if that's the brand or that's one of the more
Chick.
Popular brands. Yeah. These are these little religious kind of comic book things. They're very, very small, so they're easy to put in somebody's Halloween bucket. Lots of times Christian types will be handing them out on the streets.
UNICEF donation envelopes, too.
Those are fairly common. But
I remember a guy used to give out dimes and quarters.
I liked the money. Yeah. I liked it when people gave out money.
But some people give out pennies. That kind of stinks. What the hell? A penny?
When you're young enough, it's still, I don't know, maybe the pennies aren't what they are. They're not what they are. What they are today is not what they were back in the 1980s when I was growing up, I guess, but I didn't mind getting pennies in the 80s.
Yeah, I understand you'll take it, but I gotcha. I mean, you know, still pretty cheap.
Now, most of I've been noticing this around that folks at towns in New Hampshire are posting hours for trick-or-treating,
yeah.
And I know that's pretty common. And in my experience in my life, it's always been after dark, but my understanding from people from away or other places is that trick-or-treating's done during the day and not even necessarily on Halloween.
So right.
That's what they do in Keene. I've seen them do Halloween like the day before the 31st, and I don't remember what the reasoning was.
You know
for
what?
It.
Now that you mention that, I did get busted with no candy on the wrong day.
Yeah.
At my old place down by campus.
So I think the mayor has decreed that Halloween shall be on the 30th.
On a Saturday.
I don't know what they've said for this year, and usually it does kind of start early during light hours,
right.
And then there's not as much
you're
at night, but there's
during,
a little bit at night.
You're going to want it during light for the youngest
little
kids.
Yeah.
Little kids, sure.
As they get a little older, they're going to want some twilight and some dark.
Yeah, there's the full crossover, at least here in Keene,
so
as far as the hours.
So you do the whole trick-or-treating experience?
I mean, was somebody going to drive their tractor up to my house and trick or treat?
No, but you could bring Jack into Keene.
You know,
right?
Great plan at my house when I was growing up. I lived at the top of this hill, last house on the street, and anybody who made the trip all the way up the hill got a ton of candy. Mm. So we usually had a really good turnout.
We go to the neighbor's house and they come to our house and we exchange, some stuff for the kids and then look at each other's costumes and that's it.
All right.
So what are you dressing up as this year, Mark?
Nothing.
Same as last year.
All right, we're going to come back with more here in moments. I realize we've kind of sidelined onto just Halloween in general. You're welcome to call in, share that. What are your thoughts on this lady with this note that she is going to be putting into kids' buckets as they're going around on Halloween for the overweight kids. She's got a note for them. I don't know if she, is she going to give candy to the non-overweight kids?
Yeah, dude, let's talk about more.
More coming up. You take control.
Ben Swan here. We are winning. Alternative media is challenging and beating mainstream media, and it's imperative for the liberty movement to continue this momentum. However, independent media cannot win without the support of sponsors and advertisers like Diamond Gusset Jeans. For over 26 years, Diamond Gusset has been owned by patriots with products designed for patriots. When I put on a pair of Diamond Gusset jeans, I enjoy the quality, comfort, durability, and style. Most importantly, my wife really likes them as well. From the cotton to the last stitch, Diamond Gusset bucks the industry standard by producing a 100% all-American product. Another reason for my endorsement. So Ben Swan is asking you to go visit DiamondLiberty.com right now. With promo code BEN, you will receive a 20% off discount on a pair of male or female Diamond Gusset jeans. Remember, DiamondLiberty.com, and you are directly supporting the growth of independent media.
Gold isn't for you? Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms.
I get it.
You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realists, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30%, while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should, too. Find out what they know. Call us, and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well, free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
It's that time of year again, and you know what that means. Cold and flu season. But don't worry. HerbalHealer.com has you and your loved ones covered with our safe and natural products. Cold and flu fighters like beta-glucans, olive leaf antiviral capsules, grapefruit seed extract, HHA 4-herb capsules, elderberry power, and respirate. And don't forget about oregacillin for the lungs, normally $34.95, on sale now for only $25. Vitamin D3, 120-count soft gels, only $9. Whole body and homeopathic detoxes for the lungs, kidneys, liver, lymph, and brain. Normally $26.95, now just $20. HerbalHealer.com also offers correspondence courses to teach you how to handle your health naturally. And as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click the Winter Specials button to save on our natural cold and flu-fighting products. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
And the winner of fallback pricing is you. The results are in from Freeze Dry Guy's You Be the Boss, Tell Us What You Want Us to Put on Sale campaign. After getting phone calls, emails, blog, and Facebook comments, nominating your favorite freeze-dried foods and dehydrated foods, you the people, you the bosses have spoken. We the staff at Freeze Dry Guy have listened, as we've done since 1970. So now, one item and one entire line of food are on special sale until the end of October. The entire line of popular non-GMO and gluten-free foods are 20% off. The Family First Responders Kit, loaded with delicious freeze-dried foods like hearty beef stew, lasagna, and mouth-watering strawberries, is roughly 30% off. Go to freezedryguy.com. That's freezedryguy.com to order or call 866-404-3663, 866-404-FOOD, and make your own deal. Thank you, boss.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
Talk Live, take control. It's the Halloween Eve edition of the show. We, of course, will be here live on Halloween night, as we are on every holiday, without fail, just about. So you can always join us on the phones or on the website. Actually, go to freetalklive.com. You can actually create the content that you see on the site. So go to freetalklive.com, and you can actually edit the site by submitting stories to it. So you find some sort of news item or YouTube video or whatever you want to share with our listeners, you can submit it right there to the front page of the site. It can then be voted on. You can vote on things as well. Vote them up if you like, down if you don't. And then we will know what you think is interesting and important. So go to freetalklive.com to get interactive. And if you love liberty, you like we are, you think that freedom's really important, you're willing to actually do something about it, you know, you actually believe that people should be free to live their life how they want, so long as they don't harm anyone else, then you really should go to freestateproject.org and join up with the now over 15,000 like-minded individuals that are planning a move to New Hampshire and will get active once they get here. Mark and myself, we moved back in 2006. Nemi had the good fortune of being born and raised in New Hampshire.
That's right.
And you really should go and check it out for yourself. Go to freestateproject.org as we continue here. The Y94 Morning Playhouse this week. Apparently in, what was it, Fargo, I guess.
Yeah.
Had a lady call in, and they actually got the call on their YouTube channel. So we might just have to play some of this.
I think you should.
Just to get what this lady actually says.
Because when I was reading this, I had like this kind of get off my lawn, old lady, help it fall and I can't get up kind of woman in my head. And when you pulled it up, it's definitely not what I had pictured in my mind's eye.
She's middle-aged.
She sounds my age. She doesn't. Yeah. She doesn't sound old. I mean, I guess I might sound old to some young whippersnapper.
So the gist of the story, Nemi, is that she has a note that she has made up.
She's taken offense to the level of moderate child obesity in Fargo, North Dakota. Dakota, and yeah,
bunch of fat white kids.
Fat kids
around Fargo.
Bunch of fat kids. So she's decided rather than hand things out for Halloween, she's going to hand out this note that says, "Have you ever heard the saying, it takes a village to raise a child? Well, your child, in my opinion, is moderately obese and should not be consuming sugar or treats to the extent of some children this Halloween season."
Sounds like she's going to give out candy to the other kids.
Step up as a parent and ration candy this Halloween and not allow your child to continue these unhealthy eating habits. Now, can you imagine? She's probably not putting this in an envelope, right?
So it's probably going to be folded up, I would guess.
Well, maybe. Or it could be on one of those handout cards that we have here.
Slim Jim.
You know, and so this
looks like a full sheet of paper here, but I guess it could be redesigned by tomorrow night.
You know, I think if a kid gets this, I mean, how's that kid going to feel? Well, my neighbor thinks, fat is not a feeling, Mark. If there's anything that is standard in the American culture education of women, it is fat is not a feeling.
Well, I don't know that. I mean, if you were going along feeling however you were feeling, and then someone reminded you that you're fat, then perhaps you feel
shame.
Fat.
I have to say, personally, I think it's tacky what the lady is doing, and I thought it was tacky when the managers of the Keene Activist Center did the same thing last year.
I was wondering if that was going to happen again this year, because I did not want to be here if that was going
to
happen.
Yeah, you need to talk to them. I had nothing to do with it, I didn't support it myself.
Yeah.
But, you know, I'm not them, and I'm not in charge. So, but
the reaction to it was not necessarily the best either.
They weren't handing out fat notes. I just want to make it clear. They were handing out some sort of propaganda. I don't remember what it was.
We're all for liberty except for fat people. That's terrible.
I don't remember what specific propaganda it was that they were handing out. They did make the argument that they had hung up the Free Keen banner during the Halloween evening. So it was pretty clear that anybody bringing their kids up onto the porch was bringing it onto the Free Keen porch. So they had an argument from that perspective, but I still think it's tacky.
And there's
give the kids some damn candy.
A sign on the table.
Candy,
a sign on the table with the bowl.
They did give candy. I just want to make it clear. Sure. They gave a lot. No, hold up. You're confusing two things.
2 years?
No. You're confusing two things. I put the bowl out because we're doing the show, so that way no one knocks on our door during
the show. And you go out every segment
to
make sure that
I refill the bowl with candy. On the other side was where they were handing out propaganda. But they were also handing out a good amount of candy as well.
Yeah.
So they got some credit for that, too. It wasn't like they were just handing out notes or whatever.
Understood.
So, yeah, but I think it's tacky.
I'd like to know what this woman is giving out to the non-fat kids. But I want to come back.
She's giving out candy.
She should just hand out good-sized rocks to them all because they're going to whip them through.
Toilet paper.
It's one of the first things she says in this interview here is that she's giving out candy. So I'll play some of the interview from, what was it, Y94's Morning Playhouse.
Well, you know, some of my neighbors encouraged me to call you. I have this... this plan I've got for Halloween candy night.
Well, hold on a second. Some of her neighbors encouraged her to call?
Oh, yeah, that sounds like a lie to me.
Okay.
All right.
I don't
know.
These are
the neighbors with the skinny kids.
Good point. Maybe the neighbors are a bunch of busybodies, too. I mean, it's certainly possible she's telling
the
truth.
Maybe the neighbors are like, you are out of your mind. You better call somebody and talk about this.
On national radio. Go viral.
This is on Y94 in Fargo.
But it went viral.
Yeah, right. It did. I don't know how many views the video has here because I'm playing it embedded.
Well, I thought maybe I should get this out a little bit beforehand on the radio so that maybe other people could take an idea from me.
Okay, what's that?
Well, I'm going to be totally neighborly, you know, and
totally
I've
neighborly.
Totally. Plan to hand out all of the candy, you know, the Snickers and the Skittles and the all the, you know, M&Ms and all that stuff. But I also have a pile of envelopes. I've written a letter. And
hold on now, isn't that a little hypocritical?
What pretentious B-word this chick is.
Wait a minute. Now, so she's handing out notes to the overweight children.
Yeah. Right.
And she's also has candy.
Right.
And the note makes it pretty clear that she believes that, you know, the overeating of candy and candy is a problem. Why wouldn't she have some healthy snack or something
right.
like that?
Or why wouldn't she hand the note to everyone?
Well, the note is specifically
about... Who's a chubby little goblin? Who's a chubby little goblin?
Right, or who's a skinny little goblin? You know,
well, why would she hand a note about obese kids to a skinny kid?
Well,
that
skinny
make any
kids
sense.
Need to know about obese kids, too. I mean, if it takes a village, Ian, it's
well,
not
just
the irresponsible parents.
Eating. She's encouraging the skinny kids
right.
to eat candy. So why isn't... She should at least be consistent in her neighborhood Nazi.
True.
She should hand out some. Don't you have like some kind of top 10 list?
I do.
Healthy stuff to hand out.
10 fun alternatives to Halloween candy.
Free Talk Live's favorite gadfly, John T. Kennedy, is handing out Bitcoin wallets, Bitcoin paper wallets.
That's a cool idea. Now, does it explain what it is? I wonder, because otherwise he's going to throw it away.
I should
really hope so. Let me go with more audio, and we'll get to the healthy handouts here in a moment.
I'm putting it in a sealed envelope. And I'm going to have, you know, give to your parents on the envelope.
So what's inside the envelope?
So I'm going to give your friend some candy, but I'm going to give you this envelope that you need to take home to your parents.
Who's a portly little ghost?
Really, I just want to send a message to the parents of kids that are really overweight. And, you know, it's just these...
If I can just save one life!
You know, if I just shame one person into losing some 50 pounds, it'll be cool.
Right,
not if I give them a complex.
We'll come back with more in a moment here. 855 453. That's the Pro XPN toll-free line, and you can take control of the airwaves. And share your thoughts with us. Is this lady way out of line? How do you feel? Have you ever done anything weird like this on Halloween, broken from the tradition of giving just candy? It's Free Talk Live.
Look, the worst part about business travel is worrying about my wife and kids at home alone. My family's safety is my responsibility. That's why I started researching home security. I called the big alarm companies, checked online, even looked at doing it myself. But the best technology for the best price came from Vivint. They even won the Consumer's Digest Best Buy Award. Yes, Vivint gives me a complete security system, but it does even more. Vivint's video technology is unreal. I can see what's going on in my home right from my smartphone, tablet, or computer. I can even lock the doors remotely if my kids forget. Best yet, I got Vivint's no equipment costs and free install deal. $1,300 worth of camera and security equipment at no charge. Vivint was the easy choice for my family's safety.
Take control of your family's safety with Vivint. Order now for up to $1,300 in security equipment at no charge. Just pay as little as $99 for activation. Plus, call now and installation is free. Call 1-800-345-6078. That's 1-800-345-6078. 1-800-345-6078.
Hello, I'm Steve Shank. Everybody's heard the statement that what you don't know can't hurt you. But truth is, what you don't know is the only thing that can hurt you. For example, you might not know how our country's wars can hurt you. Japanese radiation and the Gulf oil spill are destroying your seafood. People don't understand how America's 50-year worst drought is hurting them. Our natural disaster experience has proven relief organizations can't take care of the victims. And there's the huge question of how the government will feed all the people that it's promised to feed with no food. What if we made the whole country into one big neighborhood where we take care of each other by taking care of ourselves? Here's the plan. For every new EPAC 60-day food supply that you order, eFoods Direct will send a 7-day food supply to each of two families in your name, free of charge. Go to eFoodsDirect.com or call 800-876-0871. 800-876-0871. eFoodsDirect.com.
Curious about what comes next? Next is the feeling of vulnerability you get after you arrive home to discover your house has been ransacked by burglars. Fool the bad guys with a new improved fake TV. You asked for it, we listened, and we made our new fake TV 3 times brighter than our previous model. The brightness of our new fake TV is equivalent to a 40-inch TV. It simulates the color and motion of a real TV while you're away from home. And when burglars think someone is home watching television, they're likely to pass your house and move on to an easier target. The new, brighter fake TV is only $39.95 and includes free shipping. Go to faketv.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. That's 877-532-5388 or go to faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with 2 black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. Take control toll-free here at 855-450-FREE. That's the Pro XPN toll-free line. If you care about privacy and you use the internet, then ProXPN is something you really should look into. It's a global virtual private network that works on almost any internet connection and creates a secure encrypted connection through which all of your online data passes back and forth. Before that data leaves your laptop or handheld smartphone or your desktop computer, if you've got ProXPN, and if you've got Linux, you've got Windows, you've got Mac, iPhone, Android, you can have ProXPN. If you've got ProXPN, it's encrypted in 512-bit encryption. It's sent in a tunnel to the ProXPN servers, which are worldwide. You can select, if you get their premium account, which of the servers you'd like to use. You want to change servers? Change servers. No problem. You want to use ProXPN on multiple devices? You can only use one at a time, but you can have it installed on multiple devices, which is pretty cool, especially considering you can get it for as low as $5 per month using the Free Talk Live discount code.
And try it out risk-free for 7 days.
You can try out the premium package risk-free for 7 days. You can try out the free account for as long as you feel like you need to try it out. But you can go to proxpn.com/FTL. And when you go up to premium, you're going to be unlimited. There's no bandwidth limitations whatsoever. There's no limitations on what services you can run. For instance, there's a couple limitations on the free account. But the premium account is what we're talking about. For $5 $5 per month, you can use the discount code FreeTalkLive. Discount code is FTL20. That gets you 20% off of the lifetime of your account. And you can use that FTL20 code on both the monthly version of the account setup or the yearly package. It's when you buy the yearly package with FTL20 as your discount code that you'll get the price down to about $5 per month. You want to avoid blockages on the internet. Maybe there's those systems at the school or the workplace that are blocking you from getting on your favorite websites. ProXPN.com/FTL solves that problem, and it also prevents people from snooping out your Wi-Fi packets and internet service providers from knowing where you're going online. It's very useful.
I haven't noticed any difference in speed with using ProXPN at all. So I've been using it for quite some time now, and no difference.
ProXPN.com/FTL. As we continue here with your calls and thoughts, there's one lady in Fargo, North Dakota, who's going to be handing out notes. And she seems to think these notes are very, very nice notes. We will get to more of her interview here in a moment, where she explains what she's up to. Also, ask the question on our Facebook, Twitter, Google+. We'll be taking answers on Facebook of what is the worst thing that you've ever been given on Halloween. And you're welcome to share your thoughts on either on our Facebook post or call in toll-free at 855-453. Skype us at username lrn.fm. Aaron is on the lines listening in Wilmington via TuneIn on a smartphone. Hey, Aaron. Aaron in Wilmington.
Yeah. I called you guys last week, and I wanted to mention something real quick before I get to my other point about the. I heard on your station when you started about the open letter to from the kid who didn't go to medical school because of Obamacare, and just wanted to say that I was another kid who spent 4 years in pre-med, and in 2010 chose to go into molecular biology because I wanted to get in industry because of the healthcare law. But
so you're one of many who have decided to not enter the healthcare field due to government involvement.
Correct.
Gotcha.
I have an uncle who's a doctor for 20 years who sold his practice and started working at a hospital part-time and just decided to almost call it quits, semi-retire because of the law.
You can't blame anybody for doing it, but the real tragedy is going to be how many great minds has the healthcare field lost because they feel like they wouldn't have the freedom that they would need to do the business that they want to do.
You people are just bad Americans.
Yeah, let me mention last time how do I live with myself, because the corporation is not much better than the government at this point. But the reason I was really calling was about the candy thing. And I think you're being a little hard on her, because there's an example set. You've noticed Michelle Obama, the Let's Move program, where we're getting this top-down approach where government wants to get into our schools and change the lunch programs and make kids eat healthier and trying to do this one-size-fits-all, where you're getting kids who are athletes who need the calories that aren't getting enough to eat in their lunches, and you're getting other kids that... I mean,
isn't it parents' job to feed kids?
No,
I mean, my parents sent me my parents sent me to school with food. I didn't buy a hot lunch. I didn't do any of the, and this actually was before my time, or excuse me, after my time, that they started serving breakfast and dinner at some schools, and I actually went to a school where they didn't even provide lunch for the first few years that I was there. So I don't know why we need to be so concerned about who gets what number of calories. Isn't that supposed to be the parental responsibility?
Well, but Nemi, they give up that responsibility when they send their kids to the government school, most of them.
They give it up willingly, if
yes.
you ask me.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
Oh, well, we'll just let the government take care of it.
I guess that's my point, is that should be the parents' decision. It's not the government's place. But at least in this situation, you know, I consider what she's doing to be more of a grassroots approach to helping in situations that she feels.
I agree with you in that way, is that she's just basic. Look, she's speaking her mind. People are coming
right.
to her door.
It's her property.
She's
right.
speaking her mind. I support
and
that.
It's something that's important to her. Just like for you, it's important to you that you can make your own kid's meal decisions.
Right.
But
well,
it's important
this is
to
activism.
Her in this form of activism.
Right. This is anti-obesity activism. And I have spent years on this show critiquing Ian and other people's activism. And I do not mind critiquing this lady in Fargo's activism.
I think that what she's doing is also not wrong, necessarily. I just think it's tacky. I think that if we want to have a world in which people are interacting on a consensual basis, I think social ostracism is going to be an important part of defining who our networks of people that we know are. And this lady is obviously willing to ostracize many of her neighbors in this case. And she's going to probably experience some negative fallout from that. But that's a choice she should be free to make. And I guess good on her for being willing to speak her mind. I just wouldn't do it myself.
Yeah. I would choose a different method. I don't think
it's none of my damn business personally.
I don't think I would try to motivate somebody to change through shame, blame, disconnection. I just don't.
What's the right method for making the children of your town thinner? I don't know.
There's nothing. I mean,
this is what she's trying to do. She sees an epidemic, and she's right. And she's trying to do what she can to do something about it. I mean,
you can also send her door to door to pull out the fat kids and have them stand on the side of the street with a sign that says, "I'm fat, shame me." That would affect some change, would it not?
This is a discreet envelope addressed to the parent, not the child.
This true, but come on.
Child. It's drawing attention to the parent. I mean,
unless it's really little child, I know I would have wanted to know what the hell was in that envelope,
right,
and I would have secreted it away.
So you're out with friends trick-or-treating, and your friends get candy, but you don't, and you're the fatty? I don't know how subtle that is, frankly. Okay?
They'll never figure this out.
Again, it comes back to, I think if she wants to facilitate change, is not give out candy at all. And we have ten alternatives to Halloween candy here. Can I hit that?
Hold up. Aaron, any other thoughts you want to share?
She wants to be fair. She should put a sign on her door saying that everyone needs to lose weight.
No fatties.
Aaron, what's the worst thing you ever got, you ever received on Halloween?
Oh, there were these candy bones. I didn't like them. I didn't get toothbrushes, but like Nemi, I was appreciative for that, and the apples. But there were these candy bones that were just tasted like chalk.
Thanks for the call, Aaron. I appreciate hearing from you tonight. 855-450-FREE, the Pro XPN toll-free line.
That's the standby old Halloween candies. It's like the black and orange wrapped kind of...
Did you just read Jake Freeville's post?
No.
So this is... Okay, so again, I asked the question, what's the worst thing you've ever been given on Halloween? And Jake Freeville, in all caps, those GD orange and black wrapper caramelish candy BS things. I hated those things as a kid.
Candy corn. I cannot stand candy corn.
Yeah, I'm not a big fan of candy corn either.
We're going to come back with
What is that supposed to taste like? Blah!
We'll share your answers to the question from our Facebook page. And you can go to facebook.freetalklive.com if you'd like to see that. Or, of course, you can call in and share your thoughts on this lady and her note that she's giving out to the obese kids. We'll also maybe play some more of her interview in a moment. Yeah. There's lots to talk about. It's Free Talk Live.
Hi, folks. Ronnie McMullen here for Life Change Tea. I'm one of the many talk show hosts that drink this tea. Talk show hosts endorse products that work. It's our job. So I'm telling you, Life Change Tea works. What does it do? It gently works on your colon to clean and give you more energy. If you have colon problems, life doesn't go so well. One talk show host suggested that the company be called Colonese. Well, that just shows you the product works. Don't be fooled by other wannabe companies. Life Change Tea is number one. Just drink 2 8-ounce glasses a day and feel the difference in your health. You might even save a doctor bill. Ready to order? Log on to GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Simple. Or call them at 928-308-0408. That's 928-308-0408. One more time, 928-308-0408. If your stomach rumbles at first, that's proof the tea is already working. Just lessen your dose and feel great. Order today at GetTheTea.com.
Listener Ashley's day went like this. Drove the kids to school in the Mercedes SUV she got from paidathome.com, met a new client for breakfast, worked a couple of hours from her laptop at Starbucks, and called it a day. From the new Mercedes paidathome.com gave her to the thousands she banks each month, Ashley's new home business has made this the best time of her life. Are you ready for the best time of your life? Visit paidathome.com. Paidathome.com. Results not average. See website for cars and results you can expect.
That's the sound of a 44 Magnum and Traumamax, a high-tech hybrid Kevlar bulletproof vest from InfidelBodyArmor.com. We'll stop it and most pistol rounds. Traumamax is a major breakthrough in pistol-rated body armor, and prices start at just $170 per insert. More protection, more stopping power, more mobility, and it weighs less than 5 pounds. Get details at InfidelBodyArmor.com. That's I-N-F-I-D-E-L BodyArmor.com.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, thanks to Dan Pilla, you can get the tax help you need to end your tax nightmare.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce or eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. With the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. Or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these specials. A 14 by 21 foot shop for under $6,000 or a 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's $5,000. Square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Take control, toll free here, 855-450-FREE. That number brought to you by ProXPN. And with you tonight, it's Ian.
Nemi.
And Mark.
Hey, don't forget, you can join us online. Just go on over to freetalklive.com. And if you like this program, if you enjoy Free Talk Live, what we're doing here on the radio 7 nights a week, talking about freedom and stuff, you can help support Free Talk Live by shopping with us. You go to shop.freetalklive.com. Enter through the links you will find. So there's Amazon, there's Newegg, some other links there. You enter through those links, and Free Talk Live will get a portion of your purchase price. So there's a lot of stuff over there at Amazon. You're probably doing shopping there already. Well, just start through shop.freetalklive.com, and Free Talk Live will get a cut of the sale. So you get the stuff you're looking for, the great Amazon prices, free Super Saver shipping deals, everything you're used to. It's just that they send us a portion of their profits. So please take that moment and go to shop.freetalklive.com.
If you want to take advantage of the more less restrictive rules that are going to be in place in 2013 rather than 2014 as far as home loans go, if you're going to refi, you want to do it in the next couple of months. If you're going to buy a house, if there's any way for you to move that forward prior to January 1st, you want to do that. Prior to January 1st, that's right. So don't miss these amazing rates. The rates are at near record lows. Call Roger Schlesinger and his team of experts at MortgageMinuteGuy.com. I'll give you the number here in a second. They'll work hard to make sure you get the right mortgage for you. It's MortgageMinuteGuy.com, 866-288-0088. 866-288-0088, MortgageMinuteGuy.com.
All right, we're talking about Halloween, and we will take your calls on this issue or whatever happens to be on your mind. There's a couple different things in play right now. There's the discussion about the lady who's going to be handing out notes to overweight kids that will be instructing them on the outside of the envelope to give to the parents. The note will essentially say that it takes a village to raise a child, and I think your child is overweight. We can get more into the note. We've got the interview of the lady in question here when she called a local radio station. We'll play some more of that for you. We want to go to the phones here as well. And also, the question, there's another question on the table for you if you'd like to answer it, and that is from our Facebook page, what is the worst thing that you've ever been given on Halloween? Let's go to Dason. He is on the line on Skype. Dason, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, I wanted to call in and share a comical report that I wrote out. It starts out, a news reporter stands in front of a camera. Breaking news, dead presidents have been seen circulating throughout the country. The camera scrolls to the right, showing a zombie George Washington lurching after a terrified couple, then scrolls back to the reporter. This horrific epidemic of rotten politicians is causing great depression within the population, leaving many unable to venture out into the world to obtain their means of survival. You might ask, how did this happen? Where are they all coming from? We go live to our undercover reporter at the heart of the infection to bring you the answers we are all looking for. The screen switches to a different reporter. This is crazy! I'm at the heart of the operation where they are printing out Federal Reserve notes. I've uncovered the secret that they are really printing out is undead that are designed to devour our very way of life until there is nothing left. Oh no, I think they found me. From off camera, you hear a voice gravelly and thick with decay crying out, Bonds. The cameraman cries out right before the image crackles and disappears. The first reporter reappears. Help fight against the further spread of the printing press of death. Start using Bitcoin, the digital peer-to-peer currency, not tied to the machine of death.
Hey, bravo! Bravo!
Yeah, well done.
I enjoyed it. Very creative. Did you write that, you say?
Yeah, I wrote it the other night.
All I can say is Benjamin Franklin and Alexander Hamilton weren't presidents.
Okay.
I can't. I just can't help myself.
Hey, Dason, so what are you planning to do with that?
Not much of anything. I only planned on sharing it with you guys because I thought you might find it humorous.
I don't know. It might make a cool web video, although I realize there's costs involved in taking a script and turning it into something visual. But that's kind of a neat idea. Hopefully it'll go beyond Free Talk Live. Cause,
yeah, nicely done.
If you put some effort into something like that, then you should at least share it on, I don't know, the Bitcoin Talk forum or something like that. Maybe if you kind of put it out there, put it out on Bitcoin Talk. I think they're back online after they got hacked. But BitcoinTalk.org is one of the most popular Bitcoinery forums. And maybe if you just kind of put it out there and say, hey, if somebody wants to run with this, you can. Odds are good no one's going to pick it up, but you never know. Somebody might be inspired by it and go and take that audio and put something visual to it.
Hmm. I'll consider that.
Give it a shot. Thanks, Dason, for the call tonight. Appreciate hearing from you. 855-450-FREE. That's the SACLs. Oops. The Pro XPN toll-free line for you. So we've been playing some of this audio of this lady from Y94 Morning Playhouse. She's not on the show. She called their show in Fargo to announce her plan to hand out notes. And she is of the belief that this is just a nice note. And I don't know if you're going to agree with her on this. Let's continue with the audio of her interview with Y94's Morning Playhouse.
It's just these kids, I can see them, and they're struggling to stay healthy, and they want to play with the other kids, and I think it's just really irresponsible of parents to sort of send them out looking for free candy just because all of the other kids are doing it. So,
Why is it your business how these people...
Wait. So they should just stay home? The fat kids should just stay home? Because she's saying it's irresponsible for the parents to let their kids go out and do this on Halloween. So the responsible parents should prevent their children from taking part in
they
Halloween?
They shouldn't sell Halloween costumes with a waist that's too large.
Don't give her any ideas,
Mark.
Man.
Parent their kids.
Well, I mean, I feel like I'm contributing to their health problems.
And see, there's the problem, is that if she's concerned that she is contributing to other people's kids' health problems, then that's...
Don't hand out the candy.
Don't hand out candy. Don't even take candy outside.
Right.
That's what I don't understand. It's like her problem is she's trying to control other people's behavior.
Yeah, I mean, is she going to go after the kids with the bad teeth, too?
That's another good point.
Actually, their kids are, you know, everybody's kids. It's a whole village.
That's right.
And frankly, you know, we've got a problem where these kids are getting obese.
She has a problem with these kids.
She doesn't have enough of her own kids. That's her problem.
No, she's bred quite enough already, thank you. No matter how many children she has or how
she's busy.
Few.
She's just busy. No, really busy. I got things to do.
What is it that...
I got kids to save.
I mean, are these parents not aware that their children are overweight? Is this note going to be the striking factor for any parent out? Gosh, I never realized. I just hadn't noticed that he'd gotten so large.
Let's say you have a couple of large parents who have a large kid.
Mm-hmm.
You
say it's not uncommon.
Your neighbor, you know, your neighbor sends home this lovely little note that is just so endearing and engenders such love between neighbors, right?
Mm.
So not only has she now insulted your kid or called your kid moderately obese. She's also now insulted you as a parent and potentially called you a fatty, too.
She told you to step up as a parent and ration the candy. Step up.
Because she's not able to just not give candy away. It's the parent's problem.
And they're potentially looking at diabetes and
maybe they already are. It's quite possible, actually, that some of these kids have medical conditions that they are fat. Now, granted, those kids should not be having candy either. But what business is it of this chick's, if she's going to give out candy, just give out candy?
And really, the whole community is going to be paying for it, ultimately.
Couldn't you just hand out little toys or stickers or not hand out candy if you got an issue with, you know, spreading candy among the kids?
You know, I thought about that, but, you know, I don't want to be the mean lady.
I'm just going to... Wow. Yeah, I don't want to be the mean one.
Handing out toys or stickers or something non-candy would make you the mean lady, but handing out nasty notes like this, just because you put a pumpkin with a smile on it, doesn't mean that people are going to take this as kindly.
Yeah, I don't. Right. I agree with that. I never considered the stickers or the little toys or whatever to be bad things.
I never really did either. I mean, I got plenty of damn candy.
Yeah, I mean, that's really, there's plenty of candy to be had, and, you know, I mean...
I'd rather have a sticker than those black and orange things.
Yeah, true.
Little junky toys. I mean, you know, you play with them for a few or whatever.
Those peanuts, candy peanuts are gross, too.
Maybe they were giving out stickers at the KAC. I don't recall what the
it was like a little. It was a little bag.
It was a bag.
With stickers.
Were there stickers?
And there were little yellow cards in it. Yeah, because I remember somebody pitched a fit because somebody handed somebody
a
bag.
Yeah, one of the freaking haters. Made a stink about it on the freaking Facebook page. All right, more coming up here in moments. We play more of the interview. Plus, we still have to get to your answers on our Facebook page. I got 25 of them now. What's the worst thing you've been given on Halloween in the past? Hour number 2 is coming up. This is Free Talk Live.
Did you try the new app?
Appetizers. Let's order something. I'm starving.
No, the America's Best Value in iPhone app. Download it from the App Store and make reservations instantly at any of their 1,000 hotels in North America. Most locations have free continental breakfast and internet. Plus, sign up for the Value Club to get 15% off, room upgrade, and late checkout when available.
The America's Best Value in mobile app can do all that?
And more.
Got it. Now, about those appetizers.
I want to introduce you to a hero of mine. His name is Shahan Q. He sells little magnetic balls that you can use to make sculptures, shapes, or just fiddle with while you're on the phone. There used to be several companies that sold similar products. Now ZenMagnets.com stands nearly alone. The U.S. government has threatened and sued everyone else out of business because the feds think the magnets, which are less dangerous than balloons, are too dangerous. Support a hero and get a great product. Go to ZenMagnets.com. That's ZenMagnets.com.
Iron poisoning, GMO foods, vaccines and radiation are the means for population extermination. Iron is not a nutrient. It is a poison that replaces copper and accumulates in the body, causing destruction and accelerating aging. Iron is accumulating due to iron, iron uptake facilitators, and copper depleters that have been added to the food and water supply. GMO foods have increased iron availability. Vaccines contain nanoparticle-sized parasites, termed viruses, that thrive and replicate in the presence of iron deposits. Radiation vibrates blood proteins, breaking off the loosely bound iron, resulting in vascular damage and accelerating iron deposition. These poisons work together to decrease lifespan and birth rates. The iron poison population has a lifespan that is decades less than the healthy segment. The poisoners enjoy secretly exterminating the real population, below 200 million. They try to change this at times and beat their maker. For further information, go to unveilingthem.com. That is UNVEILINGthem.com.